Blog Talk Radio.
Sabbath school lesson from there. I want to say thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for getting my program up on my computer. I don't know how it was turned off, but it was. You know, I'm not all that computer literate. I do what I can, and that's it. Turn the computer on. So let's start reading at chapter 12 and learn some Proverbs, what they are telling us from the Book of Wisdom. I call it the Book of Wisdom. Whosoever loveth instructions loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof, reproof is criticized, is brutish, and brutish reproof is criticized, and brutish is stupid, among many other words. A good man obtaineth favor from the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will be condemned. A man shall be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is rottenness to his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsel of the wicked are deceitful. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. Thank you, God. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. A man shall be condemned according to his wisdom, but he that is of a perverse or wicked heart shall be despised. He that is despised and have a servant is better than that honest himself, lacking bread. A righteous man regarded his life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that follows vain persons is void of understanding. The wicked desires the net of evil men, but the root of the righteous yields fruit. The wickedness is snared by the transgression of his lips. He's not saying things right, or he's saying things wrong. But the just shall come out of his troubles. A man shall be satisfied with a good, but by the fruit of his mouth. And the recompense means to pay back, among other words, of a man's hand shall be rendered unto him. Rendered, well, that will be given to him. Somebody will help him there. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearken means listen unto counsel is wise. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent is wise. The wise men cover shame. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteous, but a false witness deceit. There it is that speaketh like piercing of the sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. I must have said something wrong. That's why I got sick. There is, the lips of truth shall be established forever, but the lying tongue is but for a moment. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that dealeth truthful are his delight. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of a fool proclaimeth foolishness. The hand of the delight shall bear rule, but the slothful, that means lazy, shall be under tribute. Heaviness is the heart of a man that stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked attracts them. The slothful or the lazy man roasted not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. In the way of righteousness is life. In the pathway thereof, there is no death. We have read the entire Proverbs 12. I hope that you got some learning or some understanding what was read for your hearing. I did mess up a few times, but I hope God will say that's okay. See, let us have a word of prayer right now, and let's give thanks to our God. And I thank our Father in heaven. I cannot praise and thank him enough for calling me out of the world in a dream where he told me to feed his sheep. And that's what we're doing. We're reading to you. And there will be mistakes made, of course. Feed his sheep and giving me the courage to do his will, because I cannot do his will without him being with me. I thank and I praise him for being with me, and that being the guiding light in my life, I pray that he's with me always. We sheep who at once were lost, we thank you for getting us to know who we are, and we are beginning to know who we are in the Bible. I thank and I praise God for stopping the enemy from, I thank you, Lord, for giving us protection, for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, where I'm from. I thank you for that. And I bless you. If I could bless you, I would. I know you get tired sometimes, Lord. But I think that you're always, I thank you for being always there to protect us innocents. And I say innocent. Some people may think that we're not innocent, but I think that we are, because we are doing your will. We are doing what you have told us, and I thank you for that. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, let's turn to the books of Acts and find out what it has to say about God. We are in chapter 1, okay, the book of Acts. The former treaties, that means writings, is spelled T-R-E-A-T-I-S-E. That means written words or writings have I made. Philopithus, of all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day that which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles who he had chosen, to whom he has showed himself alive after the passion of many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God and being assembled together with them, commanded that they should depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, "You have heard of me." For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. That means like from now. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, "Lord, will you at this time, restore again the kingdom of Israel?" And he said unto them, "It is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father has put in his own power." But, excuse me, I'm having a drink of water. "But you shall have power that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. You shall be a witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uppermost parts of the earth." And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. I think I'll have another drink of water. Excuse me, sheep. And while they looked up steadfastly, they looked up firmly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel and said, which also said, "You men of Galilee, why you stand gazing up to heaven? Why you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you unto heaven, shall also come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." So when Jesus comes back, I'm thinking that he will come down in like manner. The same way that he was taken up, he's going to come down. That's what I'm thinking. Verse number 12. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, and James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120 men, both and brethren. This scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by mouth of David spake concerning Judas, which was guided to them that took Jesus. Let me read that one again. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guided to them that took Jesus. And that was Judas guided them, the men that took Jesus. Verse number 17, for he was numbered with us, that is, Judas was numbered with them, and had obtained part of his ministry. He's talking about Judas. Now this man purchased a field, which reward with the reward of iniquity, and that's the money he received for turning Jesus in and falling headlong. He burst asunder. Asunder means apart, in the midst, and his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all that the dwellings of Jerusalem, inasmuch as that field is called in their proper tongue Aceldama, which is to say the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishrig let another take. I guess a bishrig would be his dwelling place. Verse number 21, therefore the men which have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John unto the same day that he was taken up from us, must one be obtained. Let me start that over again because I'm reading it wrong. Beginning from the baptism of John unto the same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be witness with us of his resurrection. And they appointed two, called Bathsheba and whose surname was Justus and Matthias. And they prayed and said, you, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of the two of you have chosen. I guess that means that show us the one that you have chosen of the two. Verse 25, that he may take one in his ministry and apostleship for from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might, let me read verse 25 again. For some reason I am burping again. It says that he may take part in the ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. Now, and I think what his verse 25 is saying, that let me just read verse 25 so that you will know. I understand it as that his apostles, the people, they prayed that God would show them which one of the two would take Judas' place. That's what I think they're praying. So verse 25 again, that he may take his ministry and apostleship from which Judas transgression fell, that might go to his own place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lots fell that Matthias, the lots fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. So Matthias was then the 12 apostles. You know, Jesus had 12 men to be his apostles, to be his helpers, and they chose Matthias to take Judas's place. We've come to the end of chapter 1, and I will start reading chapter 2 for these last few minutes I think that I have. I'm going to start reading chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost fell fully come, they were all with one accord and in one place. And suddenly there came the sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues of fire, like as a fire, and set, and it set upon each of them. And when they say cloven tongues, that the tongues means language. They started speaking in language that I guess that the other apostles could understand. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with their tongues. Again, tongues means language, as the Spirit gives them utterance. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem. Verse number 5, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. When this was noticed abroad, and the multitude came together, and they were confounded by every man heard them speak in his own language. At some churches, they go to speaking in tongues, and I call it babbling. They begin to sing things that I cannot understand, and I think that they should not do that. They're speaking in another language. They could be speaking, they could be cursing you now, saying anything wrong to you in that other language. So I don't understand why it is that they speak in that other language. I have read somewhere in the Bible that whenever they begin speaking in some other language, they should have an interpreter there to interpret the words that they are, or that they that's being spoken. So I don't know why it is that they are speaking that language. Maybe I don't know. Verse number 6. Now when this was Noah's abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because they were very, verse number 6, I must be getting tired, because I'm reading these words wrong and trying to go on. I'm going to stop in a few moments. I'm taking some water. Excuse me. I think I'm going to go back up to verse number 5. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, and out of every nation under heaven. Now when there was noise abroad, the multitude came together, and they were confounded, because every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, and said one to another, behold, are not these which speak Galilean? What I understand that is that they were speaking in that other man's own language. that they were saying. He's saying that verse number 7 is saying that they were amazed and marveled because they behold and they said, well, aren't these men which speak Galilean? They normally spoke Galilean, but they had begun to speak the language that the other people could understand. That's what I understand. Verse number 8, and how here every man in his own tongue, in his own language, that's what tongues mean, wherein they were born. Parthians and Medes, Edomites, and the dwellers of Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, and Pontus, and Asia, Pergamos, Pergamum in Egypt, and the parts of Libya, and Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews, and apostolites, Cretes and Arabians, do we hear them speak in our language, in our tongue. And tongues again means language, the wonderful works of God. So they heard and understood in their own language. And they were all amazed, and they were in doubt, saying one to another, what manner is this? Others mocking said, when mocking, that means they were making fun, said, these men are full of wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be it known unto you from hearken. Hearken means listening to my words. For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day, but that it is which spoken in the prophet Joel. Let me see. But this is which is spoken in the prophet Joel's speaking. Speaking in the other language they were speaking. People thought they were drunk, but they were not drunk. They were speaking in that those languages of those nations that were there. They were not drunk at all. If I hope that I have explained that much to you, I am going to stop right there, and I will start. Let me start. Circle verse 17, or underline verse 17. That's where I should start the next session. Maybe I will, and maybe I won't. I don't know what I will do. I know that I am reading so badly, I am going to stop. And we're going to say an ending prayer for this lesson. I hope that you have understood what I am saying. I think I have about 5 minutes to go. But nonetheless, I'm going to, Father, thank you for this day and for allowing me to have a closing prayer. Thank you so much in protecting us all from the enemy, and that enemy is known as Satan. Thank you for protecting us in our sleep and all. Until next Sabbath day, we will say goodbye for now. Although I want you sheep to buy my book on Amazon, if you will, right now, I have the book, The Unseen, The Broken Plant, that's the children's book, and The Passing.
Help your children
under,
and don't let them fall.
Whatever they will cost,
by the side
$20
of the road. And teach them
till next time, next week,
to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts, 'cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love, and His wisdom will be our help in hand. Lift up our hearts to be faithful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you down.